It's estimated that 52% of the nation's historic wetlands have been lost, but there are many efforts underway to restore them. This is Your Wetlands.
Many wetlands provide flood protection. They are nursery grounds for the small fish, the bait fish that feed the larger fish. They provide an open space that people enjoy for recreation, for walking, for fishing, for boating. But probably the biggest advantage of a wetland restoration is the number of fish and wildlife that are produced.
That's Marge Kohler. She's with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Ellie Cohen is with PRBO, Conservation Science.
Freshwater wetland projects can be designed to provide drainage or keep water moving so that it doesn't become stagnant and become a breeding ground for mosquitoes. In tidal wetlands, you have tidal fluctuations that keeps the water moving so that mosquitoes don't have standing water in which to breed. And something that most people aren't aware of is that many species of mosquitoes aren't even able to breed in salty water environments. So the real issue is the design, the location, and the awareness right from the beginning of the project, working closely with experts in mosquito control so that you can have a minimal impact on the human population.
And if you'd like to learn more, we invite you to visit our website, yourwetlands.org. I'm Jerry Kay.